Blog Talk Radio.
There is a pathway like a running river that runs to the oceans of the deep. This is the path of knowledge, ever running, finding all that is seeking. So is the mind ever exploring through the lands of its name to know the sight upon its foundation. It abides not in shame.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing, and you're listening to There Is a Pathway by a very dear friend and brother, Shemuel Wali. Thank you for tuning in. We are already at the end of a year, and the show is started in July, and I'm just amazed at how fast we have gone through all the shows we have and ending up at the last show of 2013. So welcome and thank you for tuning in. My name's Beata. I'm your host for this show today. And our show today, we're going to talk about integrative medicine, the transition to truth. And we are on a journey, continuing our journey to love, back to love, compassion, understanding, and the wisdom of our Creator. And I have tried to organize shows since July that would elevate your mind and empower you to be more than you have been in the past. We are in the present moment now, and I would love to hear from some of the listeners, some of you who may be listening live. I would love to hear from you. If you have a question or just want to make a comment, the phone number is 215-383-5863. That's 215-383-5863. We'll be here for the next 30 minutes. I did have a guest lined up for you, but unfortunately, she fell and had a very serious head accident. So it made me wonder if there's something going on out there trying to interfere with the speaking up of truth on this show. But in any case, I'm praying for my friend's healing. She's a registered nurse, and she's had made a transition to integrative medicine, which is why we picked this topic. And her transition to truth continues because she's a beautiful soul who has made the decision to no longer practice conventional medicine. But she is now a health coach and life coach like myself. And this show is intended not to replace professional advice, but I'm here to enlighten, educate, and motivate you to take charge of your health. You know, there's a self-care revolution going on. More and more people are turning to the natural methods of our ancestors to bring balance to their body. And so today's topic, we are going to just touch on the integrative medicine transition to truth, because this topic can be viewed on at least two levels, maybe more than two, but we're going to just mention two levels to understand integrative medicine, a transition to truth. My prayer is that all of you out there listening are going to begin to renew your mind and transition to the truth of being your own physician and healing yourself. And that involves combining possibly the traditional medicine that you grew up with or that you hear more about in the news, combining that with more natural procedures like juicing, coffee enemas, raw foods, yoga, Reiki, and all the many other natural or what is often called alternative remedies or procedures. That's one level to think of integrative medicine, is that it combines the traditional cut-burn poison with the more natural procedures that our Creator has given us, like in his plants and his air, breathing fresh air and drinking pure water. Or another way to view or have the perspective you can have on integrative medicine is to combine the integrating of the mind, body, and soul. Just integrating simply your mind, body, and soul to choose the right path for your healing. Whether it's a headache or a cancer, the whole purpose of this show, excuse me, is to help you elevate, or go to the next level of your knowledge. Just as the song reminds us, there is a pathway, a higher pathway that can bring you to perfect balance or homeostasis in your body. So as I review the last shows, the last 35 shows or so, I forgot the number, but since July 11th, we introduced you, our listeners, to Soul Purpose Healing. And that first show was intended to awaken you to the importance of words. Words are important. We used university as a word that can be used to describe every cell in our body. Every cell is a city in itself. Our body makes up a nation. And when we have an emotional awareness, the cells wake up and there's a profound understanding in our mind that can help us handle conflicts and resolve everything with love and gratitude. That's the university in within every human body. And so we gave new insights at the beginning of Soul Purpose Healing in July to the word G-O-D, why we choose not to use it on this show, because it really is a generic term for a big universe that is ruled by the tetragrammaton, what we call Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh or Yahuwah. And so we started out emphasizing the need to shift the language, that words are very powerful. Your body responds to everything that comes from your mouth, be it good or bad, and the cells are always listening and wanting to hear nothing but love songs and love words from you. So we started out wanting to stress that, and I had a whole co-host at that time, Kara. You may remember her. She's moved on to other adventures in her life. She's singing, doing her music, and doing what she does best, glorifying her Creator. So we together had started out this show, and we went from the focus of words and the importance of those words, like university and the word G-O-D versus the name of our Creator, Yahuwah. And we moved into a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, breast cancer and prostate cancer. We talked a lot about German New Medicine. German New Medicine teaches that there are levels on the psyche, the mind, and the body that react when you have a trauma. That trauma creates disease in the body, mainly cancer, if the person does not resolve that trauma. So we have all types of conflicts in our life. How many of you are going through a conflict even now? And how many of you are holding on to that conflict with your emotions of resentment or anger or bitterness? Those types of emotions are what start the disease process. And why do we choose to cut, burn, and poison versus mind renewal is because we've all been programmed to do that. We're feeling responsible versus irresponsible. And when we're given a diagnosis, we really do need to stop, be still, and know the kingdom within us. And that's what can help resolve the breast cancer or the prostate cancer. Breast cancer, as we talked about, is about the nest. The nest, a woman's nest, or even a man's nest. If a man feels really close into the nest, the people in the nest, the conflicts in the nest, then the part of the body that will respond with disease in that conflict are the breasts. Women all over the world are responding in their breast to the conflicts that they're involved in. I traveled all the way to Australia in 2011 and showed you the way the Heavenly Father works and the universe works. And my mind is always on healing and helping people to heal and resolving conflicts. And my husband and I boarded a cruise ship, and within a couple of days I met a woman on that ship who had breast cancer. And we didn't make very many friends on that journey. It was a 14-day cruise. And the one person that I became close with was a woman with breast cancer. And that woman had a career as a registered nurse for many, many years, and it abruptly ended when her supervisors decided she no longer fit into the job or some reason that just devastated her. And when I told her or shared with her about German New Medicine, she immediately started crying. We rejoiced together with the idea that she could heal her body by resolving the emotions behind having a job that she was nurturing and caring for other people, and suddenly that job ended. So this is just one example of the many people I have met who confirm the truth of German New Medicine about the breast responding to conflicts regarding the home or relationships in that person's life. And the same with men and prostate cancer. We talked a lot about the prostate in earlier shows, and the prostate is similar to the breast in a woman in that the relationships that person is in are going to affect the prostate, the seed-bearing element of the body. And if those relationships, especially with a spouse or a significant other or a daughter even, if a daughter suddenly leaves the house and causes resentment and bitterness in the man, then that man could easily develop prostate cancer if he doesn't resolve the conflict. And so these types of things, we're aware of them, and we go into meditation, we go into walking, exercise, and we go into resolving the conflict, then the body can respond with a change in the pH. And getting into pH, we talked about stress management. We had four shows on stress management where we focused on forgiveness, exercise, and the importance of nourishing the adrenal glands. But most importantly, when we manage stress, we can be mindful that our potential for hydrogen or the pH that we measure in our body or that exists in our body will determine whether that stress will make you ill or develop a disease or whether your body will heal and become harmonious with the rest of the kingdom within you. So pH is important. And what determines whether you're going to have an acid or an alkaline pH is whether you're holding on to acid emotions like resentment, anger, bitterness, hate, or whether you're really focused on love, compassion, forgiveness, and gratitude. Gratitude. And gratitude is what we talked about in our next show when we talked about natural solutions for pain. Pain is always a sign that something is inflamed, whether it's your head, your arm, your hip, your foot. There's an inflammation process going on. We talked about the medical science behind that. And when a person gets into gratitude, even about the pain, that the message is there to tell you that something is out of balance, then when that gratitude is registered in your mind and flows through your body, then the inflammation can be healed. The inflammation can be reduced along with other natural herbs to help the body get back to homeostasis. And then we went right in back into breast cancer is not the enemy. During the month of October, we see the pink ribbons, and oh my goodness, we had so many requests for or so many questions about the pink ribbons and what's good about the pink ribbons. So we decided to do a show on the breast cancer deception. It really is a deception how we hear more and more about mammograms, and it's a distraction. It's a distraction because the truth is the healing or the answer is within you. And the key is not to let the distress or the trauma or the conflict go longer than it you need to heal. Grief is a big part of generating breast cancer cells. My sister, I had a very life-changing adventure with a sister with breast cancer, and 2 years before she was diagnosed, she had been she had lost a child. Her 14-year-old daughter was hit by a car, and she died that evening. And my sister never really healed from that loss that she considered of her daughter. And she held on to the grief, the unforgiveness, and the guilt. And the cancer continued to progress. And I witnessed a woman who was teaching about the emotional connection to breast cancer. So that time with my sister taught me an enormous lesson about the emotional connection to breast cancer, and the way to prevent breast cancer is simply to be mindful, to be conscious of the emotions that you're holding on to about the relationships and the conflicts in your life. So we went on from the breast cancer show to a diet for a strong support system, because your support system, not your immune system, we've given up that term immune system, because science and medical system wants to say that your microbes and your bacteria are all enemies, and they're always looking out for the enemy to destroy it. But really, you actually have more bacteria in your body than you have cells. There are so many different types of bacteria in the body that medical science is finally accepting the fact that these microbes just may have a purpose. And that's the whole reason the Creator has given us these microbes, is because they all have different functions, whether it's to help your digestive system, whether it's to help dissolve tumors, whether it's to fill in ulcers after a long, drawn-out, stressful period in your life. All microbes have a function in the body, and the key is to keep them in balance. Keep them in balance by not having too much sugar in your diet and not having too much resentment and anger, so that weaning off the sugar, the drugs, and the fruit juices, too much sugar creates an acid environment. And so we want to be conscious of the foods that are going to create an imbalance in our support system and the foods that are going to help us stay balanced. So things like Oreo cookies and the cakes and the sweets, those are the things that are going to weaken your support system. And things like green juices and lots of vegetables, those are the things that are going to keep your body very alkaline. So think about these things as we move into a new year, that you want to move into an alkaline body with lots of fruit and vegetables, vitamin D, vitamin C. And all of these things also keep the activity down in your body from viruses and any types of unfriendly invaders, which are not really unfriendly invaders, because what science is also discovering is that every function in the body is associated with some other function. And so we have homeostasis, and all the exploding autoimmune epidemic has made fear come into the hearts of many. But actually, there are things in your life that you can choose to do that will just strengthen your body, and you don't have to worry about all the negative press about what's going to harm you, what's going to cause cancer. And the things in your life that will improve the flora, the bacteria family in your body are just plain love. Loving yourself enough to take better care of yourself and to feed your body the foods that nature has given us and not what's in a box. If you avoid the processed foods, concentrate on forgiveness and gratitude, then your body, it will be able to fight off any types of imbalances or bring your body back into balance. See, we have this language all the time where we want to fight. We want to fight off this, fight off the flu. The flu is coming. We have to fight. But really, it's not so much about fighting as just being proactively loving and caring to this beautiful temple that we live in. And then things like diabetes. We spend a lot of time talking about diabetes, which has become an epidemic of sorts because of all the people who are feeling undernourished emotionally. That is really the root of many of the people who have type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes. It doesn't even matter. So many people are struggling with diabetes that we spent quite a bit of time on that that epidemic. It really is an epidemic of sorts because so many people are suffering with it. So diabetes, the emotional connection to diabetes is feeling undernourished emotionally. So the spiritual message is that people are unable to integrate or use the sugar in food, and so it's hard for them to integrate or accept the love that is being given or the love that is wanting to help them, the love that is presented to them, the love in their environment. It's hard to accept that for some who are struggling with diabetes. And so adults are developing this because they're undernourished emotionally. So getting back into gratitude, loving this body with good food, finding people who will support and validate you, those are the keys to actually overcoming diabetes. Getting more into a raw living food lifestyle, that was our last show. We had a guest who I'll go into in a minute who was healed of many diseases. But when we finished two shows, we had two shows on diabetes, which was about changing your lifestyle. Anyone suffering from diabetes or any cancer disease, it's a tap on the shoulder. The Creator is tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, wake up. Everything you've done up until now needs to be changed. Need to love yourself more, pay more attention to your children, and just have a renewed mind about why you're on this earth. What's the journey? Soul purpose healing journey. We want to get back to wisdom. If you haven't been walking in wisdom and a doctor tells you you have cancer or you have diabetes, then that's the time to search the scriptures, search whatever holy book you're reading. Search those books and find wisdom. Or go hug a tree. I love hugging trees because the energy from that huge plant of we call trees is very penetrating. Just like our guest said on our music therapy show, our guest Sherrielle was on talking about music. And for me, that was just an awesome time to spend with her because I've known her for years. And to hear her say that music is not just esoteric, it's actually penetrating. Just like Ella Fitzgerald's voice that breaks the glass, music is very healing. And so I want to encourage you to listen more to music. Turn off the TV. Turn off the computer. And just listen to music. Take walks in nature and spend more time doing what you don't do if you're struggling to get back your health. And, of course, we went into a history of Christmas and we talked about the Messiah's message was really more about simplicity, being simple in our lifestyle, getting rid of the clutter. I have dealt with several clients in this week who had so much clutter that there were dead roaches in the house and even signs of rodent droppings in the house because there was so much clutter that the animals, the ants, the roaches, they just hide in the clutter. So now is a good time to think about reducing the amount of things in the house so that the roaches, the ants, or the rodents don't have a place to hide. And believe me, the energy, once you get rid of the things in your house that really don't have value, you will begin to feel the flow of the spirit, the flow of the creator, the angels, the messengers will flow through your house bringing more oxygen, more light, and more love. And then finally, last week, we had a beautiful show with Chef Olive, who told us about her journey of healing from everything from diabetes, hypothyroidism, high blood pressure, sinusitis, labyrinthitis, and other ailments that she had for several years. And after a year and a half on a raw living food diet, she was able to discontinue her Synthroid medicine that she had been on for several years. And so living that kind of lifestyle means you need a good juicer, you need a Vitamix, you need a dehydrator, or you simply need to focus on shifting from the conventional foods and the pesticide-ridden foods to more organic foods. Get a blender, even if you can't get a Vitamix, get a blender and blend your greens when you're feeling bad, when you have symptoms that you can't overcome. Start juicing. Start blending your greens and drinking the liquid, which makes it easier on your digestion. When you blend your greens and blend more vegetables and fruits, your digestion gets a break. And it begins to say, ha, she loves me, he loves me, he's giving me good food, he's giving me organic food, they're giving me fresh food, not something out of a box. So I want to encourage you as we begin a new year to make a shift, make this a year where you're going to thrive in your body, mind, and spirit. And as you make the plans to thrive, bring some friends along. Don't do it alone. It's really challenging if you don't have the support when you're on a different pathway from you were as a child. Most of us grew up with the sad diet, standard American diet, overly cooked foods, processed foods. But now is the time. With all the pollution, with all the toxins in our environment, now is the time to increase the vibrational energy in what you put in your body. What you put in your body is going to make a difference in how you feel and what type of health you're going to enjoy this coming year. And what you put in your mind is also going to make a difference. So mind, body, spirit, three levels. Those are the levels we want to integrate. Our integrative medicine involves being more conscious of who you are, of the kingdom within you, and with the soul, eternal soul that you are, meant to grow and thrive in love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you so much for being with me today. I hope this show has been a help to you. Send me an email or go to our Facebook page and drop me a comment or a question. If you want to see this show continue, please let me know what your thoughts are about topics. It does take quite a bit of time to put this show together, and so I'm looking forward to hearing from those of you who have been faithful listeners. Thank you again, and please be safe this week as we bring in 2014. And as always, I wish you much shalom and love.
There is a pathway.
running river that runs to the oceans of the deep. This is the path of knowledge, ever running, finding all that it seeks. So is the mind, ever exploring through the lands of its name, to know the side upon its foundation. It abides not in shame. Oh, with knowledge there is glory, and with glory there is dream. Find all you ask, ask not too little, that you know all that you see.